government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 ministry by ministry.
Defamation Act passed. First ever government communication policy drafted. Just two of the major achievements of the information portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister in 2013. The government took steps to further encourage the responsible use and dissemination of information with the passage of the amended Defamation Act 2013 in November. The Defamation Act's key features include the abolition of the distinction between libel and slander and the establishment of a single cause of action to be known as defamation. Additionally, the bill introduces provisions to exonerate media houses from liability if they innocently disseminate information from a reputable source. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner spearheaded the drafting of the first ever comprehensive government communication policy. Following further review, the policy will be tabled in Parliament for debate. The communications policy will outline and regulate acceptable levels of communication between government organizations and the different segments of society. In September, Jamaica hosted a delegation from Botswana, here on a benchmarking visit to learn more about how the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, goes about disseminating government information to the public.
I think it is an honor for Jamaica to have been chosen, and I really hope that this week will be a mutually beneficial exercise, because in all areas, at all times, we can learn from each other. And I hope it will be a very fruitful and productive encounter for both sides.
Jamaican High Commissioner to South Africa, Norma Taylor Roberts. The JIS and the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, PBCJ, both benefited from plans to modernize several public sector organizations. The JIS will receive $30 million under the first phase of the initiative, while PBCJ is to receive equipment to boost the station's broadcast quality and begin test transmissions for free-to-air broadcasts. PBCJ also increased its signal distribution with its addition to the lineup of six new cable operators. To further assist in the dissemination of government information, the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, and the Office of the Prime Minister both debuted new and improved websites last year. Another information agency, the Broadcasting Commission, expanded its media literacy program with an extensive ad campaign. Throughout the campaign, 28 schools and over 4,000 students were taught to manage their use of information in the digital age. And the Jamaica Archives and Records Department, JARD, in June received $36 million to enhance its operations in preserving the island's cultural heritage.
Much of our archives are already on microfilm, and I must, on behalf of the government, thank UNESCO for its assistance to JARD in the thrust to digitize our archives.
According to the Access to Information Unit in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jamaicans have been actively using the Access to Information Act to increase their knowledge about government projects, procedures, and agencies.
We're now averaging up to last year, full year 2012, over 900 requests, and that's just from, to say, 38 public authorities. The first quarter between January and March 2013, this year, for that quarter alone, there are 345 requests to just 30 entities. So that gives you an idea that people are using the act a lot.
Director of the Access to Information Unit, Damian Cox. To further underscore its efforts, the unit spearheaded the observance of International Right to Know Week from September 23 to 28. The week sought to encourage all citizens to be more aware of their right to public information. Those were some of the top stories coming out of the information portfolio for 2013, all highlighting the government's strategic objective of fostering ready and responsible access to public information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.